Remember who you are. Day 9. Practice avoiding comparisons that breed damaging lies. Here's a powerful truth from Maxwell Maltz in his book Psycho-Cybernetics. Quote, within you, whoever you may be, regardless of how big a failure you may think yourself to be, is the ability and the power to do whatever you need to do to be happy and successful. This power becomes available to you just as soon as you can change your beliefs, just as quickly as you can dehypnotize yourself from the ideas of I can't, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve it, and other self-limiting ideas. Unquote. You are absolutely amazing, and you have the power within you to do things you can't even imagine right now. We all do. But what's the key to unlocking the power within that leads us to freedom, fulfillment, joy, and so many other amazing emotions? The key is to, quote, dehypnotize yourself from the ideas of I can't, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve it, and other self-limiting ideas, unquote. And you can do that. You are doing that. Dehypnotizing yourself from the lies that have been programmed into the operating system of your mind and heart is not complicated. It's exactly what we are doing together right now. We're reprogramming our inner machine through this process of daily repetition. Each day, we are installing empowering truth, one small thought at a time. But it's a conscious thought and a purposeful process. We are choosing to believe something better, one moment at a time, one day at a time. Every time we repeat our truth, we strengthen the neural pathway in your brain that carries that belief. This is the process of dehypnotizing yourself from subconscious beliefs that you may not even realize are there. You totally deserve immense happiness. You are completely worthy of deep feelings of love. You are absolutely capable of accomplishing amazing things in the world. Remind yourself of all of that in the mirror. As you repeat the truth that you are worthy, loved, and capable of amazing things, don't be surprised if it brings discomfort. If those positive, loving thoughts make you feel uncomfortable, that is evidence that you are hypnotized by at least some lies that are not serving you. Reject any lies you feel inside that say you are not worthy, not capable, not good enough, not lovable, and not amazing. Choose to give forgiveness and love to yourself instead. Choose to believe the truth that you are amazing. Believe me, I get it. I get bombarded all the time by lies that try to destroy my peace. They usually come the moment we start comparing ourselves to others. So let's stop comparing ourselves, okay? I know that is a monumental challenge for many of us, but each step we take to avoid judgment and comparison makes it just a little bit easier to avoid comparison the next time. We increase our non-judgment ability with practice, just like everything else, and the skill of non-judgment frees us from a whole host of lies that don't serve us. Mike Dooley, who writes a popular daily email called Notes from the Universe, said this about comparisons. Quote, comparisons are odious because they assume all other things are equal, which is rarely the case, unquote. And when it comes to us compared to others, it's never the case. We are each totally unique, so it's complete silliness to compare ourselves to others. Yet, we tend to get sucked into it. So just be aware and go back to the truth. What truth? I love myself. I forgive myself. I am okay. I am unique and amazing. Keep repeating the truth in the mirror, and you will dehypnotize yourself from the false and limiting beliefs. Remember who you are. Remember to check in with yourself morning and night. Don't leave yourself hanging. A loving relationship requires nurturing. Be there for yourself today. Finally, here's one quick addition to the mirror technique that will enhance your ability to connect and get emotional. Write to yourself. If you're finding it challenging to connect to yourself deeply, try this combination. First, look at yourself in the mirror and follow the four simple steps, speaking out loud. Then, pull out a journal and start a dialogue with yourself on paper. Just start by writing the things you have been speaking. I forgive you for every mistake of the past. I love you fully and completely. You are worthy. You are capable. You are amazing. Then, let the conversation go wherever it feels right. I recommend writing as many other sincere compliments to yourself as possible. This combination of speaking and writing can be extremely powerful. For some who have struggled to feel a deep connection through conversation in the mirror, writing has proven very effective at bridging that gap and eliciting powerful emotion. Our focus this month is to remember who you are and connect to you daily. Whatever helps you best do that each day is all that matters in the end. Make today amazing.